all positive qualities beneficial to this and future existences are to be gained from developing a friendship with a spiritual master. One should do so wisely and carefully. It is better to learn what to look for in a guru and to examine any prospective teacher very well before committing oneself to practicing under him or her. Our relationship with our practice must be based on reason and common sense. The principal subject to be learned is the nature of the two levels of reality, the stages of which can be approached through a combination of hearing, contemplation, and meditation. It is very important always to remember contemplation, which is the analysis and investigation of the teachings through the use of reason. Buddhism is speaking about life and the human situation and is not merely a cultural relic from the past. Contemplation of the teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni is merely contemplation of certain facets of reality. It will cause to unfold within us a deeper understanding of ourselves, our minds, and the nature of our sense of being. As the teachings are merely pointing out key facts of life, a critical investigation of them will only inspire trainees with confidence. Reason well from the beginning, and then there will never be any need to look back with confusion and doubt. The essential nature of the two truths is something that is present at all times, yet we are not aware of it. Thus, the vision of our mind does not attune to the actual nature of the reality within which we live. The purpose of the spiritual path is to bring about this attunement. When we follow a spiritual master who has realized the conventional and ultimate natures of existence, we place ourselves in a position of tremendous opportunity.